Here we go.
You're listening to
Radio
3, 2,
Live
1.
Get ready.
Presenting The Bastard. Written by Joe Gratz. Directed and edited by Hazel Peters. Produced by Dina Janis and Jennifer Rohn. Starring Elliot Schaffnacker as the bartender. This is The End of the Universe, Barkeep's Last Call.
Deb!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year yourself! Kylie at home with a sitter?
Nah, she's just looking at the jukebox. Kylie, over here.
What?
Come sit at the bar, love bug. Mama's just gonna go say hi to some folks.
The usual?
Yeah. Thanks. Do you mind watching Kylie for a few?
Sure, no problem. Hey, kid.
Hello, bartender. Can I have the usual?
You sure can. One Shirley Temple and a box of crayons coming right up. Here you are. Use all the napkins you want. I got plenty more in the back. Maybe I'll even score you a real paper someday.
Hey, miss, can I get a gin and tonic? Hello? Miss, I'm talking to you.
The bartender isn't a miss, numbnuts. They're not a mister, sir, ma'am, ms, or missus either. They're just the bartender.
What the hell does that even mean?
It means exactly what she said. Here's your drink, miss.
Right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year's Eve, but who says that? Busy night tonight? Most nights are busy, but holidays tend to draw crowds. I'm the only one working tonight. Then again, I'm the only one working most nights.
I like my job. I like the people.
Yeah, okay. Can I get a round of shots?
How many?
5. Tequila, please.
Coming right up.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
This is the 4th round that table's ordered. Gotta cut them off soon. Hopefully not before the countdown. That'd be a buzzkill.
This really is a pretty sweet gig. I like making connections with people. I like hearing their stories. Everyone's here for a different reason, and everyone has their own motives for coming back. Not my business to know, but it's fun to imagine. It's my business to be here, to be a stable place for them. I have my own reason for being here.
And I have my reasons for staying.
Excuse me, may I please have a club soda with lemon?
Of course, Ave. How are your exams going?
Good, I'm decompressing.
Well, good luck on your next one. I know you'll ace it.
Of course I will.
Ave Lorazin, an angel from the northern part of the planet Irkala. Those folks have a lot of exams. I think I'd crack under all that stress, but they seem to handle it okay. Don't get too many folks from there, but it's nice to see someone taking a break for the holiday. I live here, you know. Not in the living for my work way. I literally live upstairs in a little apartment. It's my home, and it's cozy. Cozier than my last home. I made my life the way it is, and I'm proud of how it's worked out. I'm happy. I wasn't always happy. To be honest, I didn't think happy was an option for me. New Year's is always kind of weird. It's a reminder of another year in this life, and that's good, I think. At the same time, thinking about where I am now makes me think about where I was back then. I don't like to think about back then. It was a while ago now. Believe it or not, I was married once. Guess I still am. Never got divorced, but I don't think marriage laws apply when you're in a transdimensional bar in a remote pocket of space-time. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not married here. We were young. It was the thing to do at the time. He was tall, handsome, and charming as hell. Well, at least he was in public. In private, he was mean as a snake. Ah, here the bastard comes now. Hey, babe, how was your day? Dinner's gonna be ready in just a few minutes. You're home earlier than usual, but it'll be ready soon. You're right! No excuses. I'll do better next time. Sure. Yeah, I'll get you a beer. Here you go. Your favorite. Dinner was always a tense, quiet affair. If I said something wrong, whack! If I didn't say anything at all, whack! Everything I did wrong warranted a punishment, and I never did anything right. I'm sorry, babe, but I spilled some coffee on your shirt. I didn't mean to, I swear! We don't have any beer left. I'm sorry, I'll go out to the store tomorrow. I'll go out to the store now! Of course, it wasn't always like this. When we were dating, he was sweet as can be. Always taking me out for dinner and bringing me flowers and shit. When he couldn't afford flowers, he'd pick wild daisies. He loved me, and I loved him. Got married too young, though. We changed. He changed. It was subtle stuff at first. First, my friends were too loud or too stressful to be around. Then we stopped visiting my family because he didn't like how they talked to him. Next thing I knew, flowers were only to apologize for hitting me. Even those stopped after a while. You know, if you put a frog in boiling water, it'll jump right out. But if you put a frog in water and bring it to a boil slowly, it won't notice what's happening till it's too late. It's true. It's all a matter of degrees. So why didn't I leave the moment I realized I was boiling? Pack a bag and walk right out the door while he's still at work. Well, here's the thing. I tried to. It got me sent to the ER. Again.
You're quite lucky, my friend. The fracture was stable, meaning the bone wasn't separated. Looks like we don't need to do surgery.
Thank God.
You'll still need a cast, though.
Shit, for how long?
4 to 6 weeks, depending on what you look like at your follow-up. After that, you'll still need to go easy on it, but you shouldn't suffer any long-term effects. So, it says in your chart that you fell down the stairs. Does that happen often?
I guess? I don't know. I just get a little clumsy sometimes, and...
We both know that's a lie.
What?
I'm sure the nurse told you. You have a spiral fracture, yes?
Mm-hmm. So?
While you technically can get a spiral fracture falling down the stairs, it's not all that common. But let's say that you are one of those rare, unlucky few. Even so, a fall like that would most likely fracture your upper arm, but as we're both intimately aware, your fracture is in your forearm.
Maybe I landed a little different or something.
Sure, you could've. Maybe physics decided to treat you differently than everybody else. Or maybe the same thing that gave you all these past injuries also gave you the fracture. We have your record. This isn't your first time here for this sort of thing. This has been going on for years.
I fell down the stairs.
Please, if you just give me some details, we can get you somewhere safe. There's a shelter for people like you nearby. No one would know where you are. You would be safe there.
I've been there. It didn't work. Nowhere is safe. I fell down the stairs.
Please.
I fell down the stairs!
Okay. You fell down the stairs. We'll get you in a cast, and you'll be good to go home.
Thank you.
Spiral fractures have a painful reputation, so I'll prescribe you some painkillers to take home. please make sure to read the directions carefully. It's pretty strong. Just 6 capsules could knock out an adult man.
I understand. Thank you.
Here's my card and the info for your follow-up. Give me a call if you need anything.
Thanks. The bastard wasn't thrilled that I had to go to the ER, even though it was his fault I ended up there in the first place. Like everything I did, there had to be a consequence. I'm home. No, I fell down the stairs. I'm sorry I left you alone for so long, but my arm was broken. I didn't have a choice. Maybe if you hadn't tried to rip my arm off, I wouldn't have had to go in the first place. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It's the pain meds. I'm not thinking clearly. No, please. I really can't. No. I'd had enough. I mean, I'd had enough a long time ago, but thanks to the doctor, I had the means to do something about it. I couldn't do much around the house while I had that damn cast on, but I had plenty of time to think. Plenty of time to plan. I didn't have much money to my name, no bank account, no driver's license, not many options, but I had some cash, hidden under the kitchen sink behind the cleaning supplies. Bastard wouldn't find it there, he didn't clean his own ass, let alone the house. My plan was this. While the bastard was at work, I'd pack a small bag and begin cooking dinner. Right before he'd get home, I'd crack open 6 of the painkillers the doctor gave me and sprinkle them onto his food. Once he was knocked out, I'd grab the cash and leave. The cash would be enough to buy me a bus ticket and get me out of there. It'd be hard to track, but not impossible. I knew he'd ask around at the bus station, but using cash would buy me time. It didn't matter where the bus went. It just had to get me as far away as possible. Then I'd try and start a new life wherever I ended up. Yeah, that last part was a bit vague, but surviving in a new place on my own was the least of my worries. When the night came, I was buzzing with more energy than I'd had in a long time. He couldn't taste the painkillers, and they knocked him right out. I thought I was in the clear, but when I was grabbing the last of my things to take with me, he groaned. He fucking stirred. I panicked. I had drugged him. I had my bags packed and in my hand. If he woke up now and saw me, he wouldn't just hurt me. He'd kill me. I spotted the baseball bat in the closet. It was my only chance. I had to make sure he wouldn't kill me before I even got out the door. I had got this far already. It couldn't end now. My heartbeat pounded as I raised the bat above my head and... As much as I hate to admit it, as much as it made my skin crawl, it was satisfying. No more. I didn't let myself breathe till I was at least 4 hours away. I changed buses at the first station I got to make it harder for him to track me. I thought about calling the police, but I just couldn't. I didn't know if he was dead or alive. If he was alive, he'd just hunt me down and probably kill me. If he was dead, I'd be arrested and charged with murder. I couldn't claim I acted in self-defense because technically I wasn't in danger when I attacked him. He was out cold. I was screwed. My only option was to run. I was starving when I got off the bus. It was the middle of the night, and the only place that was open was a pub. The sign outside was partially burned out, so it only read, "The Bar." It was almost empty inside. The bartender was cleaning glasses. It was calm.
Holy shit. What happened to you?
Nothing. I was just hoping to get some food, maybe a drink.
Of course, please, come sit. I'll get you something. I don't have much in the way of real food. We mostly have snacks. Aha! Will pretzels work?
Yeah, sure.
Here. Can I get you something to drink, too?
Yeah, I'll have a beer. Or, actually, a whiskey sour, please.
So, do you want to tell me how you got those bruises?
They're old.
Not what I asked.
I fell down the stairs.
Hmm. We'll circle back to that later. First, your drink. What about the blood on your face? That looks more recent.
There's blood on my face?
Yeah, above your left eyebrow. Here, do you mind if I try to clean it?
Yeah, okay.
There. Now, circling back around, we both know you didn't fall down the stairs. That's literally everybody's go-to. How'd you get those bruises?
My husband.
Figured as much. So how'd you end up here?
I ran away.
All right. Should I be worried about someone following you here?
No. If he's alive, I don't think he'd be able to find me anytime soon.
If he's alive?
I drugged him and hit him with a baseball bat.
Unless he OD'd, that doesn't sound fatal.
I hit him more than once.
I see.
Once I started, I just couldn't stop. It felt good. I liked it. I don't like that I liked it, but I did. Just once, I got to be the one punishing him. Oh, God.
Bastard got what he deserved.
That's it? I just told you I might have killed a man.
Doesn't sound like much of a man to me. I'd have done the same thing if I was in your shoes. Where are you going next?
I don't know. I don't have a plan.
Do you have a place to stay tonight?
No.
You don't have to say yes, but there's a small apartment upstairs. I don't really use it, so it's yours if you want it.
I couldn't impose on you like that.
You wouldn't be. It's my place. But I keep it clean in case a patron can't make it home and needs a place to stay.
I don't want to take it away from you or someone else.
You're a patron, aren't you?
Well...
And you can't make it home, and you need a place to stay?
I guess.
Then you have just as much of a right to it as anyone else.
Okay, but just for one night. Just for one night? Turns out that furnished room upstairs, it's not really for patrons. It's for bartenders. The previous bartender had been here for a while. Said she was finally at peace with whatever brought her here and that it was time for her to go. Said I needed this job more than she did, so here I am. And I have been for some time now. I feel safe here. The people here respect me. I feel like I can be myself for the first time in a long time. I'm not worried about the bastard showing up here anymore. I know I can hold my own, and these folks have my back. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad this place found me. And as the years go by, they just keep getting better.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Next round is on the house.
This has been The Bastard, written by Joe Gratz, directed and edited by Hazel Peters, produced by Dina Janis and Jennifer Rohn, starring Elliot Schaffnacker as the bartender, along with Winifred Peruccio, Cadence Rose, Hazel Peters, Benjamin Wickett, Apoorba Fatima, Charlotte Stern, and Christine Fry. This is the end of the universe. Barkeep's last call.
This is the Stormfield Nexus. We are